Hello and welcome to all listeners. Srinivasan back again on behalf of FinStrat, once again sharing with you the third in series of the behaviors and biases. This, as all of you know, we are doing it as part of the knowledge management and knowledge sharing initiative, which we are hopeful and confident that you will benefit out of this. Last time I had talked about various type of cognitive biases, and last time we had shared on anchoring effect. Today I thought I'll share with you the halo effect and how you can be conscious of it and minimize the errors due to halo effect. Well, what is halo effect? The halo effect is a type of cognitive bias in which our overall impression of a person influences how we feel and think about their character. Remember, to reiterate, a cognitive bias is a systematic error in thinking that affects the decisions and judgments that people make. Some of these biases are related to memory. So coming back to halo effect, sometimes called the halo error, is the tendency for the positive impressions of a person, a company, brand or a product in one area to positively influence one's opinion or feelings in other areas. It is a type of cognitive bias. Just to give you an example, your overall impression of a person, say he or she is nice, impacts your evaluations of that person's specific traits. For example, he is smart. So a person's attractiveness has also been found to produce halo effect. What do you mean by attractiveness here? It is a valuable aspect which we can consider for its multifaceted nature, and it is influencing many ways our kind of a judgments based on the kind of attractiveness or the perception which we have, either based on the color, eyes, weight, hair, etc. So therefore, when we perceive someone as attractive because of the physical characteristics, we are likely to be perceived as kind or intelligent. I'll give you some of the examples or experiments where people were asked to rate between attractiveness and the halo effect. For example, there was an experiment conducted in University of Minnesota where 60 students, 30 male and 30 female, were actually shown a subject, and they were given photographs, one of an attractive individual, one of an individual of average attractiveness, and one of an attractive individual. Now, what was the experiment about? The participants were asked to predict the overall happiness the photo subjects would feel for the rest of their lives. For example, it may include marital happiness, that is, least likely to get divorced, parental happiness, most likely to be a good parent, or social and professional happiness, most likely to experience life fulfillment, and overall happiness. Now, you will be surprised to know that the study resulted in kind of a judgment where people had in terms of the actual perceptions based on this. I'll give you one more example in the judicial context. Now, when I say judicial context, the subjects were asked to rate in terms of leniency based on the crime committed. For example, in 1974, when a photo of an attractive individual or unattractive individual who committed same crimes were shown, the subjects were more lenient to those people who were attractive. Now, another example of how this halo effect affects in academics and intelligence. Remember, I was talking to you about the male graduates, undergraduates who were asked to rate people. Similarly, in another case, there were 60 male undergraduates. They were asked to rate the quality of essays, which included both well and poorly written samples. And 1/3 of the students, that is 20 people, were actually shown a photograph of an attractive female as an author. Another 1/3 was shown an unattractive female, and the 1/3, the control group, was shown neither. Surprisingly, the quality of the essays, though it was not written well, were highly rated in those control groups where, on a scale of 10, they rated higher because of the attractiveness of the females. So, basically, what we are trying to get across is this kind of a halo effect will unnecessarily influence our opinion or feelings of a person or a brand, which may not be the real case. Now, having understood this, how do we actually minimize the impact when we are dealing with people in an organization, either on person to person or on a person to organization? So most importantly, you need to be self-aware of these kind of a biases. So what can you do to outsmart such biases? Try asking a series of questions about the person you see through the glow of halo. So what are the questions you can think of asking to remove the element of halo effect? One question could be, what do I believe to be accurate about this person? Second, what conclusions have I drawn about him? Third, what assumptions have I made? And what assumptions can I validate? And what assumptions can I not support? That means, what information did I use to arrive at these assumptions? Did I look at the complete picture? Is it possible that I may have missed something? So, the bottom line is, there is a possibility to stop the halo effect. Be conscious of your judgment. Give your first impressions a second chance. Remember, you're also being prejudged. And be coherent, be aware of non-verbal language, and be aware of the halo effect itself. On that note, Srinivasan from Finstrat signing off. Hope you have benefited knowing about the halo effect or the halo error.